The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez Live coming at you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where we want to go. Of course, everybody's buzzing about the Ted Cruz Hail Mary pass there, Scott. You know, one Carly Fiorina, let's pick her. And then, of course, Trump is in Indiana with none other than the one and only Bobby Knight. Some of his stories, I mean, you love coaches because they've got great athletic stories, and then they wax poetic, or they try to. And I'm still, a lot of people are wondering, where was he going with that one story that we kind of went down the road that, you know, went to nowhere in particular. But hey, it's Coach Knight, and you love him, and you don't want to say anything to him because he's liable to cuss you out. You know,
I don't know where he's going with it, but I want to hear the end of it. So
exactly. Everybody's going. He goes, hey, well, oh yeah, by the way, let's bring up the man. But you know, this is a guy without a teleprompter too, so we'll cut him some slack. And you know, he's kind of moving up there. But what a character, with all his charm and you know, language and everything else, man. Just for fun, right?
Yeah, and I think in Indiana, as far as the people I've met from Indiana, I think Bobby Knight trumps Fiorina. I'm not sure.
He trumps many people, no question. You know, he is such a character. There's no doubt about it. But as we said, the big conversation, Hail Mary pass for Ted Cruz, quite possibly. I mean, what else can you do? You got to shake it up, and you're just biding some time, and you can only hope that these next couple of weeks really stop that tsunami that you and I have been talking about, that Donald Trump has created since New York. In fact, this is what Trump himself had to say about the Fiorina pick.
Donald, first of all, thank you very much for
joining us.
This
is very exciting. What a beautiful... Hey, we love Indiana. This is
all right, I'm going to start with the political
thank
news.
You all.
I want to start with the political news of the day. Senator Ted Cruz has announced that his vice presidential candidate is Carly Fiorina. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's really a waste of time, honestly. I think that it should be over. If Indiana treats us right, we're going to make America great again. We're going to get rid of these politicians. And we're going to do the right job. I mean, 2 days ago it was Kasich. They were going to form an alliance, and they were going to collude, and they were going to get together. And then all of a sudden, Kasich didn't live up to his side of the deal, and they're fighting with each other, and now he's doing the Carly thing. I just don't see it. It's awfully early. Number one, it's very early. I mean, you're not supposed to be doing it this early, but I don't see it.
All right, who's on your list?
Well, I have a lot of great people. I just don't want to talk about it now. I'd like to finish the deal first. You know, Cruz has no path to victory, and neither does Kasich. And I like to finish the deal first. We've got to get it done. And once the deal's done, you'll be, maybe, should I make it? I'll make her the first to know, right? We'll make her the first. But we'll let you know. We have some really great people, but I just think it's so early in the process. You have to first get the nomination. Here's a guy picking a vice presidential candidate. He has zero chance. He has no path. It's sort of crazy. So I think it's, well, it gets him in the news cycle because he's been totally taken out. You know, he had a horrible day yesterday, and he came in third, meaning third out of three, most of the time. Most of the, I guess, four out of five, he was third. And he picked up no delegates. And, you know, you're talking about major states like Pennsylvania, like Maryland. I mean, we're talking about big stuff. And Connecticut, he came in, he got nothing. And I think he wanted to do something to get out of that negative cycle. And in that sense, it was probably good for him. But people will not like it.
Well, you know, this colluding thing, this alliance that Ken Cruz put together, boy, I'll tell you, it's kind of a European alliance, you know? It's that one that it seems like a good idea when you first start out, and you go, that's okay. We'll just go our own way. But obviously, this has really gotten under the hair, whatever that is, I guess, on top of his head, Trump, because this is really bugging him, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the old, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
I guess.
Apparently, it doesn't, just like in real life, that doesn't necessarily work.
Well, even Carly had some tough things to say about, Cruz on the campaign trail, and they were playing that last night, you know, things she said before. And now you saddle up. It's, the strange bedfellows thing of politics, you know. It's just makes it fun and exciting and gives us something to keep talking about. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are. J.D. Hayworth, yes, the six-time congressman who is with us on Bill Martinez Live.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Thanks for joining the effort and the team to get this country back on track. It's a me and you kind of thing. Bottom up, top down is what got us into this mess. It's got to start at the grassroots, ladies and gentlemen. That's what our U.S. Constitution is all about. And, we've been talking a lot about the Constitution, and J.D. Hayworth is with us right now. And let's bring him on. I love this introduction for him because he says he's a recovering six-time U.S. congressman from Arizona's 5th District. It can be brain damaging, and you probably need to go to therapy to, kind of get a re-grip of reality when you're so influenced by the Beltway, don't you?
Well, the great thing about it, looking back on my time there, and I joke about trying to recover from it, but the fact is that that my wife and family and constituents out in Arizona kept me pretty well grounded.
That's
and,
good.
And the fact is now, all kidding aside, most people live in their congressional districts and they just commute to Washington. Mm-hmm. In the old days, people moved there, and yet, as we can see, there is a pervasive influence of certain interests and certain open borders folks. You see it now, even with, sad to say, the leadership of my own party on Capitol Hill. There are pernicious prevailing interests, but I was very fortunate in terms of being well grounded with my Arizona constituents back in the day. It's hard to believe it'll be 10 years this November.
Wow, that's amazing, J.D.
Time flies.
And, the thing is, also, as you mentioned, too, it seems like the, from the time you were in, you were, in and out of D.C., but the Beltway has its lure and its magnets there that want to hold you there to the cocktail parties and the reindeer games of various groups, right? And that seems to be more the order of the day these days.
Yeah, Bill, you mentioned that. Here's about the only thing I agree with John McCain about. His wonderful observation, he said, Washington, D.C. is Hollywood for the cosmetically challenged. that's one thing I'll agree with McCain on.
Yeah, right.
So many other things we disagree, including the border and how best to steward America. They call for stewardship of America and leadership in the 21st century. But he was right about that.
Well, J.D., I wanted to talk to you as I was talking about the Constitution and particularly address the issue of the Declaration of Independence. Maybe it's a time for, we the people to get together and state our grievances. We have a lot of grievances in different directions. We've had a lot to help us define preference over the last couple of decades with, our government, too big, some say not big enough, but I think for the most part, we're saying it's too big, too much money, we're too far in debt, our borders broken at every turn, whatever, D.C. talks about, everything's broken. These all point to the grievances that we the people have, and maybe it's time to come up with a new declaration of independence, an independence from this prevailing spirit of enslavement, and one that is stealing our freedoms away just inch by inch. What do you think?
Well, that is a very interesting thought, a very captivating thought in terms of our founding document that offered a list of grievances. Now, I would be careful because part of what has happened in the United States and certainly has become a professional industry on the left is what we call grievance mongering, where grievances are manipulated. Case in point, President Obama goes to Charleston after the horrible murders at the AME Zion Church, and after offering words of condolence, suddenly pivots and starts to offer grievance mongering, words to this effect. There are attitudes that leave us scratching our heads. Why, when there's a job open, little Johnny gets a call back, but little Jamal does not. And manipulation of grievance has been the ambition of the left. So I don't mind listing where our disagreements and our frustrations come from. But here is our challenge, Bill. We have to provide solutions based on our founding documents, and that will be the key to our future. It is always good to take inventory, but just beware of those who manipulate grievance, and certainly that has been done on the political left since the dawn of Alinsky and the Rules for Radicals, and it's really been taken to a hybrid, extreme human form by President Obama.
Well, I've maintained, J.D., that they have hijacked our language, and if we don't answer it back, and even including the president, and you talk about scratching your head. I've been scratching my head almost for two administrations. We got 266 days left of this administration, and I wonder. And he uses words against us and hijacks those. Having a grievance, I believe, and not to over, and beat up this issue and this word, but if we don't say anything back, if we don't counterpunch, when words are misused, then they get away with it and they own it. And this is what the Democratic Party is really good at, and progressives, is they, all in the name of political correctness, and once they've planted a flag on a word or an ideal, they own it. And it belongs to them because the Republicans, conservatives don't come back and say, well, that's not true. I mean, well, you've got to say something more powerful,
You know, I would agree with you, Bill, to this extent. And certainly it's been a frustration for conservatives for a long time. But understand what the left has done. This is more than the Democratic Party. Those involved in this coalition include the alphabet networks, include the major newspapers, include the vast majority of Washington reporters. They have a buy-in philosophically, ideologically with the left, and a predisposition to allow the left to define terms. And that is why now, even though it's 2016, it's like George Orwell's cautionary dystopian novel, 1984. You have a ministry of truth that deals constantly in falsehood.
Exactly.
It tries to redefine words, and you're quite right. And one of the downfalls of so many on the right, or so many who have an R beside their name, is they silence themselves. I'll never forget the fight I had with George W. Bush. I mean, well, let me say it this way. The lively discussion I had with then-President George W. Bush aboard Air Force One as we were flying to my wife's hometown of Yuma, Arizona. When he asked me what was going on out in the district, and I answered pretty graphically, well, Mr. President, they're upset at you. I used another term that I won't use on the air. And they're going to take it out on me. Mm-hmm. And I asked him to get behind my enforcement first bill, that this amnesty idea was absolutely something that was wrongheaded. Everybody agreed on security. He would have none of it. And I told him, I said, well, that's fine. You're going to be dealing with a new Congress. Mm-hmm. But it's as if George W. Bush, following his reelection in 2004, decided it would be, quote, statesmanlike to become like the Sphinx, to become silent. And when you do that in the face of the left, you're really going to have problems. Compare and contrast what's happened here with the Republican Party to what Winston Churchill did in England. Perhaps it is their system of parliamentary democracy, but mm-hmm. Churchill, even as a senior statesman, always answered the challenge. He did not shrink from the fight.
Without a doubt. J.D. Hayworth is with us. J.D., stay right where you are. We've got more coming up after the break, ladies and gentlemen. It's 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht.
Saving the world economy from a Great Depression, that was pretty good.
You know, the first time I came to London, was April of 2009, and the world economy was in a free fall, in part because of the reckless behavior of folks on Wall Street, but in part because of reckless behavior of a lot of financial institutions around the globe. Mm-hmm. For us to be able to mobilize the world community to take rapid action, to stabilize the financial markets, and then in the United States to pass Wall Street reforms that make it much less likely that a crisis like that can happen again. I'm proud of that.
JD, hey, Worth is with us. JD, I played that for you because I knew you'd appreciate that. You got to love progressives. But this is the thing about the voting politic that they need to understand is, you know, it is amazing. It is the government, it's the progressives that start the fire, and then they come along and say, hey, we're the first responders and we're going to put the fire out. Well, you guys were the knuckleheads that started the fire to begin with, and now you want credit for, being the savior.
That is the mantle of so-called progressivism and leftist thinking. Yes, get the arsonists and pyromaniacs together, start the blaze, and then say, "Hey, elect me fire chief. I'll put it out." You have hit on that, and that's why your program, Bill, is such a service to America. And quite frankly, what we're trying to emulate on Newsmax TV is I do my Newsmax Prime program each weeknight at 8 o'clock in the east and 8 o'clock in the west. Mm-hmm. And people can get it on DirecTV channel 349 or Dish Network channel 223, Verizon Fios 115, Apple TV, Roku, or, of course, just at NewsmaxTV.com. We're actually going to take a page out of your book, Bill.
You are.
We want more and more to phone calls. Yeah, what we are doing now with Steve Malzberg and yours truly and a few other veterans of talk radio, we've decided the ultimate interaction, yes, social media is cool, but the sound of someone's voice.
Yes.
And their point of view. You know, you talked about listing grievances and articulating people's ambitions, desires for the country. We've just found during our campaign coverage on Tuesday nights that live programs that making the telephone a part of the television experience has been quite rewarding to get insights and to get solutions to list grievances. So that's what we're really going to go rush headlong into on just about every one of our programs starting this coming Monday. Live presentations in the east, and we will be taking phone calls. That will become part of the rubric, part of the very fabric of Newsmax TV.
Well, how much fun is that? Well, congratulations on Newsmax Prime and Newsmax TV, JD. The team has just been doing an outstanding job, and as you and I were talking off air, I mean, we need programs like ours that are independent, that are in search of the truth no matter where it leads, and that's what I've appreciated about Newsmax. Now, I understand some people might on the other side who are, philosophically opposed. All that's good and well, but we need to have that conversation. We just can't, and this is one thing that I will agree with President Obama with. I mean, he says this, but doesn't know how to do it. But, bless his heart, at least he's talking about it. And that is that we have to get to that point where we can communicate. We can share ideas outside of this political correctness crud that's stifling us and got us all backed up here. I mean, we need some, without being too graphic, some sort of mental enema to take place so we can, clear the pipes here. You know what I'm saying?
Or perhaps there's a more delicate way, but a more effective. We need a detox.
Yeah. What happened, JD? See, I was listening to Bobby Knight last night, and maybe I just channeled my Bobby Knight. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, that's okay. I got to tell you, when Barry Goldwater was still with us, one of my colleagues, back when I was a sportscaster in Phoenix, one of my colleagues was going back to Indiana. He was an alum, and one of the reasons he was hired, in addition to being a great broadcaster, was the fact that he was an IU alum, and it was in part to make peace with Bobby Knight. So I made sure my colleague went back with a copy of Goldwater's book signed to Bob Knight, a great coach, and my pal, in addition to being an IU alum, never had problems with Bobby Knight after he got in Goldwater's book.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a good deal. Well, two quick things. We got about 4.5 minutes left here, JD. I want to talk about the Trump-Hillary campaign battle for president. I say hide the children. And the second thing is we're at day 266 remaining of the Obama administration, and if you expect any surprises in the offing. First address, Trump-Hillary.
Well, I think you have aptly drawn the race up, despite the best efforts of Ted Cruz yesterday naming Carly Fiorina as his running mate. I think that both presumptive nominees are now training their fire pretty much on each other. Mm-hmm. I believe this is going to be a tough campaign, but I believe people underestimate Donald Trump, underestimate his intelligence, underestimate his acumen, underestimate the fact that, as you were talking earlier, lamenting the fact that there are a lot of conservatives who are not counterpunchers, Mr. Trump is very much of a counterpuncher. It is something to behold, and we have to offer the cautionary disclaimer that 6 months is a lifetime in politics. But having said that, for all those who lament this and claim there are numbers out there that show Hillary winning decisively, let me tell you, this is what campaigns are for. And who knows how the wheels of justice will turn in Washington in terms of a possible indictment of Mrs. Clinton or someone else in the Clinton household or in the retinue of friends, acquaintances, and assistants.
Yeah. Trump to me is kind of like Al Jolson. You know, you haven't seen nothing yet, and he kind of alluded to that a little bit last night in talking about the people and the big money that's sitting there on the sidelines. That I think he could direct very easily to the downline, because he says this is money that could go to the Republican Party. So the downline is concerned. We're talking the other senators and representatives that make up the Republican Party, and Trump is spreading out the tent so quickly that there are a lot of born-again Democrats who are coming into the tent. They're just not being all that welcomed right now, which I think is problematic, and the Republican Party needs to get their act together on that, don't you think?
Well, let's take a look beyond the banks of the Potomac. Let's go to John Kasich's native state, Pennsylvania, because John was born in the Keys Rocks, and, you know, he finished a poor third the other night. Mm-hmm. What happened in Pennsylvania? Over 60,000 blue-collar Democrats in and around Beaver and Western PA, they switched to the Republican Party. Indeed, over the last 2 years, there have been six figures worth, about 120,000 people who have switched parties because people who get up every day and work hard and work for a living have realized they're being taken for a ride by the left.
Exactly.
Just like what you played from President Obama about Wall Street and all that. That's nothing but talking points. He gets his dough from Wall Street, and it's time to listen to Main Street. Heck, it's more important to listen to your street. And that rebirth of populism and practical, pragmatic leadership for America, I think we're on the precipice of that, at least in terms of Mr. Trump and others in a serious reform movement.
Well, J.D., we got to wrap it up. We got about a minute left, 266 days of the Obama administration. Do you expect any surprises?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We heard it from... from the FBI director and from the Defense Department, where they predict there will be major domestic terror instances. In fact, the director of intelligence tells us he expects something that, quote, could disrupt the November election.
Yeah.
Got to be careful. Got to keep a wary eye out. Hope it doesn't happen. But I remember the Democrat primary in 2001 in New York was happening on what day? 9/11.
Right.
They subsequently rescheduled it. One of the ironies of political timing that gets lost in the magnitude of that horrific attack.
Exactly. Well, J.D. Hayworth, he is one of the hosts of Newsmax Prime and Newsmax TV, six-time U.S. Congressman from Arizona's 5th District. J.D., as always, honored to have you with us. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez.
Investing in bonds involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Income may be subject to state, local, or federal alternative minimum tax. When interest rates rise, prices will fall. When interest rates fall, prices will rise.
I'm at a place in my life where I need investment income. That's why I invest in tax-free municipal bonds. I love the income they provide. Income that's federally tax-free. At this point, that's exactly the kind of income I need.
Tax-free municipal bonds can serve as the cornerstone for a conservative portfolio. They offer income that's tax-free. Henyon & Walsh is a leading expert in tax-free municipal bonds. We're committed to finding you the best bonds to meet your investment goals. We'll even send you our informative bond guide, absolutely free, if you call right now. 1-800-286-4286. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, consider municipal bonds. Take charge of your investments today and keep more of your hard-earned money. Call now to receive your copy of our informative bond guide. It's free, so call right now. 1-800-286-4286. 1-800-286-4286. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
That's me. We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. Bill Martinez coming at you absolutely live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, as always. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, and by the way, if you want those two tickets for Climate Hustle, it's going to be premiering on the 2nd of May, 7 p.m. It's a Fathom event. Got two tickets. Just say, hey, Martinez, send me tickets. But you got to get me the email first, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We're going to talk about the Select Investigative Committee on Infant Lives, and we're honored to have Congressman Marsha Blackburn with us. American politician, member of the Republican Party, represents the Tennessee 7th Congressional District in the United States House of Representatives. Congresswoman Blackburn, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, ma'am?
I am doing well and pleased to be with you, and thank you for your focus on the select panel.
Well, absolutely. I got to tell you, the people are absolutely brain damaged here that listen to the show, and I hear the comments all the time. They wonder, what is going on? David DeLeiden is in jail. Planned Parenthood seems to be getting off scot-free, and they're having a hard time connecting the dots here. Clearly, Planned Parenthood has broken the law. I spoke Congressman, the other day with Abby Johnson, who worked with Planned Parenthood for many years, and you may be familiar with her story. And I asked her, you know, when she was there in 2007 and 2008, I said, back then, Abby, were they selling baby parts during that period? She goes, oh, absolutely. She didn't even hesitate. It was automatic. I mean, so this has been something that's been going on for a long time.
Well, you know, what we're trying to do is figure out the extent of this, and it's not just Planned Parenthood. We're looking at the abortion industry at large and also the procurement industry, the middlemen, if you will, that have grown up in this, and looking at the business relationship between the two entities, because we do want to find out what has happened with the selling and the trafficking of these body parts. Now, the awareness did come about when the videos came up last year, and at that point, that is when the House passed a resolution, H.R. 461, that established the select panel, the select investigative panel, to look at what is going on here. So our directive is very clear. We are to gather the information and report back to the House by the end of the year, and that is why we are working diligently and quickly to get our job done.
The challenge I think we have in anything that, you know, has to do with the bureaucracy and the process, Congressman, and I'm sure you'd agree, is that we are in a very, agitated era right now. I say often that we've become a microwave generation where we stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up. But the due process of the way things operate, whether it's D.C., and I'm not saying it's a fault. I believe it's a prudent thing. You got to gather all the facts first. And then you know what you're dealing with. But, you know, sometimes it's, you know, you get that grief to happiness ratio that goes on, and where people are feeling a lot of grief over this situation that that is now before our face. And we're saying, why is this taking so long to get it resolved?
It takes a while because we have to abide by the rule of law. You know, when you establish a select investigative panel or committee, you then have to go through the process of standing that committee up. There has to be the process of allowing that committee to organize itself, and then the process of getting work. Well, that's not done overnight, and it takes you 2 or 3 months to get to that point where you actually can organize and get to work. So it does take a while. And we as Republicans, and what Republicans want us to do is to follow the rule of law, not to act by executive action. So when you do that, when you dot your I's and you cross your T's, it takes a while to comply with the letter of the law, and that is what we continue to do.
Well, I appreciate, you know, how you've been able to make some adjustment. I mean, your background, you were in sales, you know, and that's how you start. You know, you've come along in life. You're a sales manager for Times Mirror for many years. You know, and in sales, we do things like yesterday, you know. And
yes,
so,
exactly.
So now here you are, you go, okay, and you're talking to me, and you do this in such a way, I go, wow, she's really, you know, and maybe you look back on yourself and say, gosh, girl, you really come a long way here.
Well, I think one of the things that is frustrating to my constituents, and I'm certainly, Bill, to your listeners, is they do want to see more immediate action. And we go as fast as we possibly can to make these things happen, but people would be very frustrated with us if we were to move forward at a pace and then things were to be proven incorrect or information were to be thrown out. They want us to get it right the first time.
Exactly.
And sometimes getting it right the first time means that you carefully do your due diligence and that you follow the prescribed process. And we all know that our founders set our framework of government up in such a way that you do have to work through a process. And we are required to abide by the rules of the House and the rules of the Energy and Commerce Committee in which the Select Committee sits.
Exactly. Well, and maybe it's because we got you on it, and being the chair of the Select Investigative Committee, explain to our audience what it is and what it isn't. Because some people, you know, they, oh, okay, we've got a Select Investigative Committee. They're going to jail somebody at Planned Parenthood. But that's not the purpose of the Select Investigative Committee, is it?
No. What the Select Investigative Panel is charged to do is to look at the medical practices of the abortion industry, the business practices of the procurement industry, and the relationship between the two. We're also charged to look at how the late-term abortion ban is being upheld or violated, the Born Alive Child Act. We are to review these medical practices of the abortion industry to make certain there is not manipulation of abortions or violation of that. So we are to gather all of that information and then report our findings back to the House and to the authorizing committees that would be the ones responsible for changing any of the laws that are on the books that deal with this. You know, Title 42 U.S.C. 289 G2, which prohibits the transfer of any human fetal tissue for valuable consideration. That would be for profit. Mm-hmm. And that states that when you transfer human tissue and organs, that you can recoup your costs for transportation, implantation, processing, preservation, quality control, and storage. Mm-hmm. You cannot make a profit. It is illegal in this country to make a profit from the sale of baby body parts or human organs, things of that nature.
How long has the law been in fact, Congressman?
The law has been on the books. The first time there was a provision on the books was 84, and then the NIH Reauthorization Act in 93. So what the concern is was there violation of this by these abortion clinics and by these procurement businesses that have set up, that have websites and things of that nature, where you can go in and choose a gestation period, choose a particular organ, whether it's a heart, a lung, tongue, scalp, whatever, and order it, check out, and then choose the shipping method. So our job is to go in and review this and to see how it is that payments may have been made by customers or researchers or entities to these procurement businesses that would exceed the costs that were incurred by the procurement business. And that is what we will get to. We're looking very carefully at it. We are being very careful with how we compile the information. We are making certain that identities are protected. We are also moving forward with our work to find out what has happened on the backside of this. How are they making profits? How are they able to set a price for a brain or a heart? What all has gone into this? So, Bill, we're going to your listeners can keep up with me. They'll find me on the web. It is blackburn.house, pardon me, .gov. Facebook is Marsha Blackburn. Twitter is at Marsha Blackburn. And I invite them to stay in touch with us and to become engaged. And
has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, yeah, that's the intro for Steve the Movie Guy. You know how many people have intro envy? They just... It is mounting. I mean, across the country, I hear, oh, hey, I want an intro like that. Well, you're not Steve the Movie Guy. That's it's right. For Steve the Movie Guy.
That's
he gets
how I
the
roll.
Intro. That, exactly. Yeah. I mean, what are they thinking? And speaking of rolling, by the way, Disney just keeps on rolling, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Jungle Book, number one again last weekend, making about 61.5. It's made about $200 million so far. Zootopia was number four. That's the other Disney movie. And they have Civil War. Captain America Civil War opening up next weekend, which they think is going to be one of the biggest movies of 2016. It's opening overseas this weekend. They think it's going to be huge, and we'll be talking about all that next week. Mm-hmm. But The Huntsman, Winter's War, was number two, followed by Barbershop, Next Cut, Zootopia, I mentioned, and The Boss rounded out the top five.
You kind of called The Huntsman. You said it's not going to be that big a deal.
No, because the critics really came down on it really hard. I think it's a much better movie than 19.5 million opening weekend. But, hey, you know, that's how the game is played. And I would still recommend it. I think it's one that people should go out and see. Probably not the younger kids, but, yeah, a good movie.
Well, you probably still got families, Steve. You probably still have families right now that like the idea there's a family-friendly movie, you know, with Jungle Book. And they're probably thinking, hey, if we're going to go see a movie, let's put everybody in the car. We're going to go in and see Jungle Book. I mean, for them, you know, about half of what they did, you know, their first outing. Not bad, $61 million. You know, so, hey,
good movie,
all,
great
all
reviews,
is well.
So.
Yeah, doing well. But I think that's sucking up a lot of energy and a lot of oxygen right now at the theater. You know.
We have, but this is kind of the calm before the storm this weekend because, as I was mentioning, we have the new Marvel movie opening up next weekend. Let's talk about what's happening this weekend. Some very interesting films. First of all, Keanu. Have you heard of Key and Peele, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Comedy duo. They're on Comedy Central. Key, by the way, played Luther, Obama's anger translator at the White House Correspondents' Dinner a few years back. That might ring a bell. Anyway, they have a new movie out. It's called Keanu. It's getting great reviews, 76% recommending, and the trailer is really, really funny. You should check it out. First of all, this is about a recently dumped guy, Slacker Rel, played by Jordan Peele. He's been dumped by his girlfriend. He finds some happiness when this cute little kitten winds up on his doorstep. After a heartless thief steals the cat, Rel recruits his cousin Clarence, played by Keegan-Michael Key, to help retrieve it. They soon learn that a thug by the name of Cheddar, played by Method Man, has the animal, and he'll only give it back if the two men agree to go to work for him. So armed with guns and a gangster attitude, doesn't take long for the hapless duo to land in big trouble. Check out the trailer. It's funny stuff. One critic saying that the thing about this movie is that it's funny. Very, very funny.
Well, it's bad enough to be a gangster, but to be an inexperienced gangster and to be an on-the-job training gangster, it sets for a ripe scenario, doesn't it? And especially with these guys, because they're, you know, they have a very twisted perspective on things.
Yes, they do. And this little kitten has this do-rag, and he's running around like this. It's just funny stuff. We have another movie called Mother's Day. Not crazy about it, only 14% recommending. But, you know, Mother's Day is coming up next weekend, Sunday, May the 8th, right?
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me this isn't necessarily therapeutic? Because usually Mother's Day, everybody wants to go back to the womb or something. I don't know what it is. You know, something about Mother's Day.
This isn't getting great reviews. Here's what it's about. Mother's Day, the latest star-studded ensemble, according to the press release, a comedy from director Gary Marshall. He gave us Pretty Woman and Valentine's Day, a talented guy. We have Jennifer Aniston, Kate Hudson, Julia Roberts in this wild-looking wig, and Jason Sudeikis. It's a celebration of mothers everywhere. Big-hearted comedy that invites us all to enjoy the laughter and tears and love as three generations come together in the week leading up to Mother's Day. You know, this might be one to take mom to see.
Yeah.
Only 14% of the critics are recommending. She might not remember it because here's what one critic is saying. A two-hour movie so forgettable that I'm not convinced it actually exists.
Wow.
A little harsh there from the Seattle Times. But, hey, you know, you can see this in the week leading up.
Must have been a bad day in Seattle. It was probably a gloomy day when that critique came out there.
Pretty much, yeah.
That can influence your perspective there. You know?
Critics are people, too.
Yes, they are.
Another one called Ratchet and Clank. This is an adaptation of a popular video game series. I don't know how popular it is. I've never heard of it, but maybe the kids have. This is about this is a story of two unlikely heroes as they struggle to stop a vile alien by the name of Chairman Drek from destroying every planet in the Solana galaxy. Not reviewed for the critics for probably very good reasons, but, you know, it's PG. So if you are looking for one for the family and they're familiar with the video game, might be one to see. Then we have Papa Hemingway in Cuba. And an interesting story about this. I was preparing for this report, and yes, I do prepare for these things. I was reading about this movie, and it stars Adrian Sparks as Hemingway in his later years. And I said, wait, I know Adrian Sparks. We went to school together. We were in college together. We were actually in plays together way back when. And it is
really?
Way back when, because he's playing Hemingway in his later years. I shouldn't say we were in plays together. We were in a play called J.B., by Archibald MacLeish, modern-day story of telling of the Job story. And, of course, Adrian was the most talented among us, and he played J.B. I was the offstage voice of God, and occasionally I would grab this megaphone and go, "Whence comest thou?" And that was my line. Anyway, we all thought Adrian was going to make it.
We didn't know that God spoke in Shakespeare, did he?
He did. He's finally made it. He's starring in this movie, which isn't getting great reviews, but I'll talk about that in a moment. This actually is the first film to shoot in Cuba since the 59 Revolution.
Wow.
And it's a true story about a young journalist played by Giovanni Ribisi, and he finds this father figure in Ernest Hemingway. And their relationship began in the late 50s. Ed Myers, the journalist, was a junior reporter at the Miami Herald. He wrote this fan letter to Hemingway. He thought he was being pranked a week later when Hemingway actually phoned the newsroom and invited him to come down to Havana. So he goes down to Havana, finds Hemingway hidden away at his private estate with his wife, Mary, and the author mentors Myers in fishing and drinking and finding his voice while the Cuban Revolution boils around them. Not getting great reviews, but one did. I found a positive review for my friend Adrian. It says that Hemingway is a fascinating depiction of the great American author's later years, anchored by a strong performance from veteran stage actor Adrian Sparks. So there you go.
Well, there you go. Hey, send him a copy. Make him feel better. Hey, maybe that's why. Was that why Jay-Z and Beyonce went to Cuba? They went down there. They were grips, you know, for the movie. Is that
who knows what they were doing down there?
Could be a rumor, you know.
Could be a rumor.
exactly.
Definitely is. And then the Man Who Knew Infinity, another great film. I don't think we have time to talk about, but check out The Traitor for that one, play starring Dev.
What do you mean we don't have time? We got time. We got plenty of time here.
Oh, really? I thought I heard the music in the background there.
No. You're listening to your heart again. Did your wife go walking by in front of you again?
I don't know.
The woman of music, you know, that just, you know, she plays on your heartstrings and just hits that melodic tone.
That must have been it.
Yeah. Tell her, you know, she's got to stay away from you.
Okay. This is a movie starring Dev Patel and Jeremy Irons, the great Jeremy Irons, getting good reviews. 68% are recommending this one. This is a true story of a friendship that forever changed mathematics. It was back in 1913. We have this Sir Srinivasa Ramanujan. I'm not sure if that's exactly how you pronounce it. But
I was impressed there for a minute just that you even made an attempt at it.
I attempt these things. I look them up and give it my best. This character is played by Dev Patel. He's a self-taught Indian mathematics genius. He travels to Trinity College in Cambridge, where over the course of 5 years, he forms a bond with his mentor, the mathematic brilliant and eccentric Professor G.H. Hardy, played by the great Jeremy Irons with that fantastic voice. Jeremy Irons' character fights against prejudice to reveal the mathematics genius to the world. Starring Jeremy Irons, Dev Patel, 68% are recommending The Man Who Knew Infinity.
Yeah, but could he do long division, though?
I'm sure he could.
You know, long division is a torment. You know, forget about calculus, trig, all that other stuff. Long division. You know,
this guy was—he was out there, but it proved that he was an inspired mathematician and brilliant. Finally, we have a movie called Doe. This is starring Jonathan Pryce. You might recognize that name. He's in Game of Thrones. He plays this widower, Nate Dyan, and he clings to his way of life as a kosher bakery shop owner in London's East End. He's understaffed, so he reluctantly enlists the help of a teenager, Ayesh, played by Jerome Holder. He has a secret side gig selling marijuana to help his immigrant mother make ends meet. Now, when Ayesh accidentally drops his stash into the mixing dough, the kala starts flying off the shelves, and an unlikely friendship forms between the old Jewish baker and his young Muslim apprentice. According to the press release, Doe is a warm-hearted and humorous story about overcoming prejudice and finding redemption in unexpected places. The critics are loving this one. 80% are recommending that one.
Kosher pot-infused bread. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it all works there in London's East End. Last weekend, I had a chance to go down to IMAX, and I saw the trailer for this movie called Beautiful Planet, which is being released this weekend.
Mm. Yeah, it looks gorgeous.
It is an amazing film. It's an exploration of Earth and beyond, actually, as seen from the International Space Station. And, of course, it was the IMAX screen, which is huge.
And Jennifer Lawrence, she's narrating the thing?
She is narrating this thing. It all really works. And if you get a chance to see it on a big, beautiful IMAX screen, do so. A big, beautiful planet out this weekend. We have a lot of great stuff to see.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff. Also, I want to remind everybody while we got you on, too, we're part of helping promote the premier screening of Climate Hustle. You know, for anybody, no matter what your position is on climate change and all that, it's a fabulous presentation. Mark Morano has been on with us a couple times. He'll be on again, I think, on May the 2nd, the day of the airing, which premieres at 7 p.m. And if you want free tickets, all you got to do, hey, say, Martinez, I want tickets. Send me an email. We'll put you in a drawing there, and we'll send you a pair of tickets. And all you got to worry about is the popcorn, because a movie without popcorn, it just doesn't happen. Right, Steve-O?
That's right.
You got it. Steve the Movie Guy. I'm Bill Martinez. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.